What's that line from that movie, "I wish I knew how to quit you"? I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. Facebook is bigger than ever. 500 million users. New users joining all the time. And the company's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, recently said, quote, "We are building a web where the default is social," unquote. And that is significant. Facebook recently rolled out changes that encourage users to make their information and photos and hobbies and hometown, all that personal information, public. You can make it private, but then you have to go through a bunch of menus. You got to click on a bunch of things. It takes a while. It's a hassle. Privacy concerns have led some users to leave Facebook altogether, or want to leave, or try to leave, and that's when it gets kind of tricky. Clayton Graham is a college student at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. He says that his troubles with Facebook really got worse once his mom joined up.
Well, like, I would be sitting on Facebook and I'd post a status and it'd be like, "Oh man, today was a long day." And then 2 minutes later, I got a phone call from my mom who's just like, "What happened today? Like, why was it long? What did you do? Are you in trouble?"
And he was tired of being sucked into the lives of people who weren't really all that important to him. So Clayton decided to break it off with Facebook. But just like those privacy settings, the company did not make it easy.
First, to find the menu, you're jumping through loops because they kind of hide it from you. You have to go under account settings, then there's a different thing. And when you actually finally get to the page, it has pictures of all your friends and family pretty much. And it'll say stuff like, "Aunt Judy will miss you," or "You won't ever be able to talk to Luis again." It kind of made it feel like it was a really bad breakup.
Clayton's account is now deactivated, but it's still on Facebook, kind of hovering around like a ghost, because while it's deactivated, it hasn't been deleted. Shenqi Wang is a principal analyst at Forrester Research. She specializes in security issues online. Shenqi, what's the difference between deactivated and deleted?
Deactivation means that you can no longer use the features of the system, but your account still exists in their database. Deletion, the account data may still exist in their database, but you cannot access the data. So in the case of Facebook, when you deactivate it, you can actually continue to get emails from your Facebook friends. You can opt out, say, "I don't want email anymore." But when you delete account, those things don't happen anymore.
How do you get from deactivating to deleting?
You can delete your account completely. It's a pretty convoluted set of menu options to go through. We don't have time on this interview to actually go through the particular steps.
Why is it so convoluted? Why don't they just have a big fat delete button and you're off the hook?
Facebook makes money on how widely used they are, and obviously they don't want to give you incentive to leave them that easily.
What happens to all the data that I've created? If I've been on Facebook for 3 years and I deactivate, I go through the long, convoluted process of deleting my account so it doesn't even show up on Facebook. What happens to all that data that I've built on there?
The data is still there. The data is in their database, and they can still use it. And most likely, Facebook is still using your data for data mining and market research purposes.
Shenqi Wang from Forrester Research. We reached out to Facebook to find out why deleting an account is so tough and what they do with your information once the account is deleted. Those questions were not answered before this broadcast. According to the website Search Engine Land, Google searches on the term "delete Facebook account" were on the rise in April, but so were new Facebook memberships. If you go to futuretense.publicradio.org, you can read some reasons we've found for quitting and for staying with Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's where we heard from Clayton, the college student we talked to earlier. We're at twitter.com/futuretenseapm. The program is produced by Larissa Anderson. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com.
American Public Media.